Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
This Labor Day at Lowe's, shop member-only doorbuster deals for a limited time. Save $50 on an Ego string trimmer, now $169. Plus, get 50% off select Holland pavers. Not a rewards member? Sign up for free today. But hurry, Labor Day doorbuster deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 9/1 while supplies last. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
For better or worse, life is short. How can we add a sense of urgency to it?
Well, I would say by reminding yourself that life is short, that'll add a sense of urgency by noticing. You know, I calculated, I don't know, when my parents were in their 70s, 60s perhaps, I usually saw them about once every 2 years. We communicate a lot more than that, but we live a long ways apart. So I calculated, you know, well, my dad's probably going to live till his mid-80s or late, you know, somewhere in there. And he's 70, let's say. I'm going to see him 40 more times. It's like, okay, 40 more times. That's urgent. So you better get it right, because you don't have it. You don't have that many opportunities. You know, it's the same when you're formulating relationships in your adolescence, late adolescence and early adulthood. You don't have that many experiments to run. You know, and you get old a lot faster than you think. So attention. Attention is an underrated faculty. It's not the same as thinking. It's watching to see what's there in front of your eyes and to guide yourself as a consequence of what you perceive. It's the faculty that transforms thought if you let it. So, and your conscience alerts you as well. Tick, tick, tick. You know, you're wasting time. And very few people are happy with that. Some are burdened by it more than others, but virtually no one escapes that voice of conscience. I suppose to some degree that's the willingness not to engage in self-deception. Chapter 3 in Beyond Order is about that. People don't really repress the things they don't want to face. They just fail to unpack them. You know, like maybe you're on YouTube regularly, and every time you shut the computer off, you feel somewhat disgusted. But you don't pay any attention to that for a while, for 2 years, but then you decide you're going to pay attention, then you find out, well, the reason you're disgusted is because you're wasting your life and you know it. And that disgust is indicating that, but unless you attend to the disgust and unpack it, let it reveal itself as informative, you don't know what the message is. You just have a sense of disquiet. It's not easy to transform that sense of disquiet into an actionable plan. And often you have to talk to someone about it as well. You have to discover. So it's not like you're repressing the emotion exactly. It's that you don't undergo the difficult process necessary to unpack it.
If the goal of life is to live a life which in retrospect we are glad that we lived, it's important to give ourselves perspective, to develop that metacognizance, to step away from the urgent, to step away from the phenomenological day-to-day existence, because the present self is a petulant child. It's lazy and it wants the path of least resistance and that glass of wine and that new movie on Netflix and the couch looks really comfortable. Very rarely does it
do... Yeah, well, that's the danger with impulsive happiness, is that it does have that present-bound quality.
And in retrospect, that can lead to a life that's not well lived.
Generally, that, yes, yes, yes. Life definitely places philosophical demands on you whether you want it to or not. And so it is useful to step back. I mean, that's likely why the trait openness evolved. That's the creativity dimension. That's the dimension that allows people to engage in philosophical discourse and to think.
With Robinhood, not only can you trade individual stocks and ETFs, you can also seamlessly buy and sell crypto at low costs. Trade all in one place. Get started now on Robinhood. Trading crypto involves significant risk. Crypto trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Crypto LLC. Robinhood Crypto is licensed to engage in virtual currency business activity by the New York State Department of Financial Services. Crypto held through Robinhood Crypto is not FDIC insured or SIPC protected. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Securities trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC, a registered broker dealer.
Laterally, and it does allow you to step back and look at things on a broader scale and to generate creative alternatives. The problem with examining your assumptions is it's very disquieting, you know, because you want things to act the way you predict and desire them to act. And you work within a set of axioms and you act them out in order to maintain that predictability, that desirable predictability. If you mess around, the more fundamental the axiom that you question, the more uncertainty you release. And some of that can be positive, but a plenty of it can be anxiety provoking. I mean, just imagine that you're in a relationship and, you know, it's maybe a year into it and you haven't formalized and finalized it. But then one day you allow yourself to ask the question, is this the relationship I want to be in? Well, that's a fundamental question, but just imagine now you're destabilizing your entire future. You're destabilizing your present. You're destabilizing your past. Because while engaging in the relationship, you're acting out the assumption that it's the proper relationship. But now you question that. That means the story you told yourself about what was happening while it happened, even though it's already happened, was wrong and something else had happened. And then you have to think through what actually happened. So it's unbelievably demanding. And the more axiomatic the assumption, the more certainty is cast into troublesome chaos. Now, you could say, yeah, but the alternative is worse. And I believe that often that's true. But the thing about the alternative is that you can always forestall it. And it's a very powerful temptation, and no wonder. You know, do you want to dig up the body now, or do you want to wait a month? It's like, well, it'll be more rotten in a month, but it's not a month. It's not now, right? It's not now. And so I understand why people don't want to delve into things, even if their emotions indicate that they should. I mean, I would see this all the time. If you're trying to settle an important issue with your partner, let's say, that can be a tremendously troublesome excavation process. And there's no shortage of pain. But if you sort it out, then maybe things can be better. Doesn't mean it's easy or pleasant. Quite the contrary. It's like surgery. It's like surgery to remove something, you know, that shouldn't be there. It's necessary, but man, still surgery. Or learning that it is an existential threat, but that you can handle it.
Correct.
Which is really what people learn in exposure therapy that's effective, is the thing they're afraid of is frightening, but they're tougher than they think. And so, and that's very useful to learn. Yes, I do believe, well, it's also the case that if you decide that you're going to delve into trouble as it arises, you're likely not to avoid the delve-in process more than necessary, so the thing won't grow into a monster that's quite so large, you know. And so once the relationship you have with your intimate partner is reasonably well constituted and you decide that you're going to address problems as they arise, then it's less burdensome than the total reconfiguration that might be necessary before any of that has been started. It's like it's a form of mental hygiene, I would say, in some sense. And you do get better at that with practice.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This Labor Day at Lowe's, shop member-only doorbuster deals for a limited time. Save $50 on an Ego string trimmer, now $169. Plus, get 50% off select Holland pavers. Not a rewards member? Sign up for free today. But hurry, Labor Day doorbuster deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 9/1 while supplies last. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.